Beloved friends, let us continue our meditation on that theme that we are studying this week, the approaching invasion from above, from the skies of heaven, coming down to the earth below. It is a fundamental, an unequivocal fact that the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ will soon take place. Yes, we know that he went back to heaven, from whence he came. But he did not go back to stay. Did he not say, I will come again? And he will. The promise is sure. From the words of Revelation 1:7, the whole book of the Revelation can be condensed in these few words. They say, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. We have emphasized the certainty of his coming, signified by the words, behold, meaning take notice, pay attention, he cometh. We have also dwelt upon the manner of his coming, implied by the words with clouds, the clouds of heaven, not merely the atmospheric clouds, but clouds of holy angels and clouds of glorified saints, called in Revelation chapter 19, the armies of heaven, coming with Christ in power and in great glory. Now let us meditate from our text on the publicity of his coming, which is indicated by the words that say, every eye shall see him. My beloved, take the thought in. Take the fullest embrace of it. Not one pair of eyes upon the whole earth will miss the sight of his powerful and his glorious descent when he comes with the title written over him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, according to Revelation 19 and verse 16. My beloved, I do not know, but there is a possibility someone, perhaps you, will be living upon the earth, careless and indifferent to this coming event. Many in that day will be following their earthly pursuits of life and their sinful pleasures, when suddenly the skies will be illuminated with divine glory and splendor, Christ in glory appearing, holy angels of light with him, glorified saints robed in heavenly light, and from one end of the earth to the other, from the North Pole to the South Pole, every human eye will witness that glorious manifestation. Do not question it. Every eye shall see him. My beloved, let me suggest that you take your Bible, read Matthew chapter 17, read Luke chapter 9, read chapter 9 in the book of Mark. Each of these gospel writers describe in advance the glory of this coming scene. For when Christ was transfigured upon that holy mount, together with Moses and Elijah, appearing with him in glory also, this was but typifying that the Old and the New Testament saints, the dead and the living saints, will come with Christ shining in glory. Peter, James, and John were the only eyewitnesses of that scene long ago on that mount. Peter writes of it in the first epistle of his letter, written in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 and on. But when Christ, with all the holy angels, with all the glorified saints, come down from heaven above, may I repeat it, take it in. We are so dumb and dull in our minds and in our hearts, not taking in the Word of God. It will not be a private scene when he comes again. The publicity of the sight will be the wonder of all humanity upon the earth. Every eye shall see him. You may be one who knows not the Savior, today careless and indifferent, to the present claims of His love, His power to save your soul. Get it alive at the moment He comes. Though unsaved, you will see Him. But let me go a little further with our text. And these words, every eye shall see Him. There is much more truth besides the fact that we have already suggested. Publicly, all will see His appearing. Read the book of the Revelation through. You come to the end of time in that book. You come even into the eternal future in that book. You reach the end of all the purposes of God that will be done. But may I give you the suggestion? When all the purposes of God are finished, when time is no more, when eternity dawns forever, may I say this fact, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every human person from the beginning of time to the end, will come face to face with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No exception. Let me give you a suggestion or two. Think carefully about it. Judas, who betrayed the Lord Jesus, will stand face to face with Him in judgment and look in His eyes. Pilate, who commanded that He should be crucified, will see Him again face to face in judgment. He never expected to see Him again. The soldiers who nailed Him to the cross, they're going to see Him face to face in judgment. The hypocritical scribes and Pharisees and priests and elders of Israel, and the high priest who sponsored the crucifixion of Christ, each one of them will see Christ again, face to face, but in judgment. They cried long ago, "Away with Him! Away with Him!" But when they see Him face to face, they'll never say that again. They will see Him again in judgment. My beloved, ponder over the amazing fact, the publicity of His coming, the scope of the effect will be on the whole human race from the beginning to the end of the human race. It is beyond finite comprehension. Incomprehensible as it may seem, my friend, listen, believe it. Take it in. Every eye, your eye, mine, the eye of every human person in resurrection form, though dead in the grave, will be brought out of it in body. Every eye shall see Him. Read Revelation chapter 12, chapter 20, rather, verse 11 through 15. The last great judgment, they grow small and great, they stand before the judge, who's none other than the Christ of God. My beloved, take in the scope of these words, the publicity of His coming, every eye shall see Him. Yes, it might indeed be a fact that He may not be at the same time or in the same scene, but all are going to see Him. Have you never reread the words of the prophet Amos when he thundered and said, "Prepare to meet thy God," in Amos 4:12? Oh, my beloved, the atheistic fool will see Him. The pagan idolater will see Him. The murderer, the whoremonger, the thief, the liar. And listen to this. The unbeliever will see Him. The mighty God shall come and shall not keep silence, wrote the psalmist. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about Him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that He may judge His people. Yes, my friend, the words that we have touched upon, every eye shall see Him. It may not be at the same time, at the same scene, but in some stage of Christ's coming administrative power, judicially, every human being will see Him. Everyone, the dead and the living, when He comes, will see Him face to face. The books of human lives and their evil will be open. The sins of life will be judicially exposed. And divine proof will be given to every one at the righteous judgment of each case. My friend, can I ask a question? Are you ready to meet Him? Are you ready to see Him? As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, let me tell you what it means to me. The precious words of a hymn writer express it. the lovely hymn that I joy in singing. Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face what will it be, when with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ who died for me. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky, face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. My beloved, these words are true for my soul's joy and delight. Yes, I shall see Him. As Revelation 21:4 declares, they shall look upon His face, and His likeness will be upon their foreheads. Thank God I shall see Him as my blessed Savior. But how many others will have to see Him as the coming judge? At His first coming again, may I repeat, He came to be our Savior. At His second coming to the world, He's coming to be the judge. My beloved friend, if you're unsaved, heed the warning. Prepare to meet thy God. Come, while God calls you in His love, by His mercy and by His grace, you are given the opportunity, the privilege, to receive His Son as your own personal Savior and put your trust alone in His redeeming work of Calvary's cross. He is to come as the judge of all the earth, that is true, and it is sure, for when He comes every eye shall see Him, and the publicity of the event is therefore declared. But, oh my friend, will you see Him in mercy and grace? Will you see Him face to face when He comes for His saints? That is what He wants you to do. Oh, may I pray earnestly, by the Holy Spirit, conviction and conversion will take place in the soul of many a person who's not ready to meet the Lord. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. May I close by saying, you will see Him face to face. But how? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless thy word to save sinners in Jesus' name. Amen.